Hello, great ones. Welcome to the Live and Be Great podcast. I'm your host, LaTanya Sampson McDonald. I am a life coach and a registered marriage and family therapist associate. And this podcast was created to motivate, educate, and inspire all to live and be great. We made it. We made it to the season finale. Finally, I know. 3 episodes back, y'all probably thought I wasn't coming back. And I apologize for that, but life was life, and in 2023 was crazy for me. All right? But hey, we made it. And this is the 60th episode of the Live and Be Great podcast. And I'm very, 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 very proud of myself for sticking with it. Although it was difficult, there'll be some times where I'll be off schedule. And I know a podcast says every 2 weeks. But I just had to be honest with myself. Like I say all the time, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not coming up on here, and I'm not going to force myself. I'm definitely going to make sure that I'm motivated and inspired to do the good work, because I take my word and my content seriously, and I just got to stay by it, you know? So, if you are a listener, thank you for accepting me and standing by my side. And also, if you share the podcast and things like that, if you've reached out to me, thank you. I definitely appreciate your support, and I want to keep going, okay? I want to take a break again, of course, even though y'all might feel like I've already had my break, but we got to do it. We got to do it so we can regroup and we elevate, right? We want to go up. We don't want to go down. We don't want to go backwards when it comes to the growth of everything, okay, that we put out into the universe. So definitely going to take my break to regroup, and figure out what I want season 4 to look like. I want to shoot for April 26th to be exact, but we'll see. But definitely subscribe to the podcast so that you can get notifications on when I will be coming back for season 4. All right? 2023. Let's get into this finale. 2023. All right. No New Year's resolution for me. I just want to do better. But 2023 was freaking ridiculous. All the darn tragedies and health scares. And it took a toll on me. Okay. So many different things happened with my family, my love life, you know, my marriage, which is still good, better and stronger than ever. But it's just my work and everything affected my other relationships, and it was just a lot. It me overextending myself. It was just a lot for me to deal with. So for this 2024, y'all, I am being even more amazing to myself, okay? That's what I want to be. I want to be my best friend, my biggest supporter. I just want to love me even more than I loved myself before, okay? I have to. My life depends on it. and then everything else is affected based off of how I treat myself. Okay? I learned a lot, even though 2023 was difficult for me. I learned more. I was able to dive more into my spirituality. I was able to get my hypnosis certification. Yes, I'm so excited about that. I rebranded my website. I learned more about me, and I definitely want to share that with you all. Numerology is changing my life for the better. Okay, let me tell y'all how great numerology can be for your life. All right, whether you believe in conspiracy theories or not, listen, download the numerology app and look at the one specifically that is like a triangle in the middle. The background is purple, but the triangle in the middle is multicolored. Okay, look at that one. Put your information in, and all you need is your first, your middle, and your last name. Yes, you must put your entire name in it. And then put your birth date. You don't need to know the time, okay, for that particular app. You don't. But it gives you a set of numbers that's based off of the spelling of your name and the time that you were born, the math on that. And when I say it, just what got me hooked is I was listening to my husband put me on to this guy named GG33. And you can Google him, and you can look at him on YouTube and things. We were watching a YouTube video, and the things that he was saying about the certain numbers, it just made a lot of sense. Like down to like the tragedies, the terrorist attacks, all starting on a 11 day, right? And then the personality characteristics when it comes to your life path number and whether you have a regular number or if you have a master number and what that means. It just makes so much sense. And I enjoyed looking at it. I really did. And I enjoyed learning, not just looking at like what my reading was, because it gives you the description of what your particular number means and what other numbers mean in your numerology chart, right? It just made sense. And I know me and my mom, we stayed up till like 3 o'clock in the morning one night, just going through everybody's chart and being like, this is it. This is them. Like, it don't make no more sense. It don't get more accurate than this. Okay. So definitely check that out. I am a number one, by the way, life path number. And I have other numbers, but basically I'm a leader. The end. I'm definitely planning to share more about the numerology next season when I get more acclimated with the study of it. But for right now, you all can go look for it yourself and just see, you know, and comment on the episode or send me an email or a message telling me what you thought, what you learned about yourself, and if it's accurate for you too. Okay. What else did I learn about? I learned about Chinese astrology. I'm a tiger. Okay. And 2022 was my tiger year. And I think if you all listen to season 2, you might can tell that I had a certain boost about myself. Like I felt like I could conquer the world. And tiger year is the name of a particular set of years. So in Chinese astrology, they use an animal to describe a particular set of years, right? So if you Google that, or if you download the Chinese astrology app, you'll be able to see what year or what sections of years make you that particular animal and why they call it by that particular animal.
And usually on your year, on your animal year of whatever animal you are basically unstoppable. Like you have the energy of the numbers, of the universe, of spirituality, everything, everything. You're unstoppable during that year. And then there's something called the enemy year, and that's going to be your opposite sign or your opposing sign. That's usually when you're supposed to lay low, right? And not, you know, make any big decisions or big transitions, because it might be a tad bit harder for you, okay, if you do that. So what that says about the other years, I don't really know. I don't think you're supposed to be laying low, but for some reason, your animal year, like my tiger year was 2022. That was when I started my medication. I think I returned back to the dance stage and everything that year. Like I set out to go heal my family. I set things in motion to heal my family. I got closer with some of my family members as well. Me and my mom, we healed our relationship. I was literally unstoppable in 2022 and 2023, because I kind of overextended myself in 2022. It was difficult to find that same energy, but also I didn't know. I didn't know that I had some special gusto during that year. I wanted it to keep going, and it was. I did find it difficult to find my motivation, the same motivation, the same amount of energy the next year. But, you know, certain things happen for a reason, so it was still a beneficial year, 2023, but not like 2022. And I want all years to be like 2022. I really, 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 really do. So I have to do some more work on myself and find my go-tos. Like, I also realized that when I watch the thing that I want to do when it comes to my ADHD, my depression and anxiety, when I watch the things that I want to do, that gives me some motivation to go ahead and get it done. It always does. Oh, and then when I remember to call my friends instead of just being the one that people call, that also helped me get through the year. It really, really, really did. My mother-in-law, my father-in-law as well, my mother, my oldest brother, like everybody was very, very supportive last year. So just remembering to talk to them and call them, have boundaries, you know, when with certain things when I just don't have the energy to do it. But that was special. Also, I feel like I advocated more for myself last year. In 2023, I did. Like, I was pushed to the point where I just had to speak up and not back down and not be fearful of saying my truth, whatever it is, no matter what's going on. That part was empowering for me. It was difficult, right? Because there was certain circumstances that I was put in to where I didn't want to have to defend myself, or I didn't want to have to, you know, tell the truth or, and possibly hurt somebody. But my truth was my truth. And I think I did myself, my spirit, my soul right by finding the courage to speak up and say what was going on with me. So this 2024, I want to get more into that. But yeah, backing up, check out Chinese astrology. I'm going to talk more about that next season, teach people about that and how I'm going to use it to support me. What else? Astrology is always, you know, astrology and numerology, all types, is always going to be a staple. Reading certain books, the Jim Quick book, Limitless, is still something that I go back to. The Four Agreements is something that I go back to, because sometimes you need that refresher, because like I said, your brain is constantly absorbing information, and you're going to have those times where you don't remember to go to this particular spot to understand the lessons, and the lessons refresh your memory on the lessons that helped you before, right? So it's good to be able to have access to that particular help database, right? So your books, your support system, your videos you watch, even movies that you watch, that motive songs, everything that motivates your therapist, your life coach, everything that motivates and inspires you to keep going. I am going to hold myself accountable and make sure that I dive into those things. I want to try to even get Alexa to remind me at certain days of the week when I have to get a lot of stuff done, what to do, okay, and what time to do it. Like, LaTanya, take a break to read, you know, the four agreements. Like, like, I want to get it down. Pack. Like, I want to put it a part of my routine, so when I forget, Alexa got me. Okay, I even love when Alexa has been a, saved my life last year, but I even love when Alexa says, oh, that sounds important, should I follow up with you until it's done? I'm like, yes, you need to do that with everything. Because even though I'm on medication, and, you know, I utilize therapy and things of that nature, it's not a cure for the ADHD. So I need some systems in place to retrain my brain to get back into that routine of how to focus and being able to focus on what I need to focus on and also be motivated to do it. So Alexa, I'm going to find a masterful way to use Alexa to just keep me on track, keep me inspired, keep me motivated. I'm going to find a way. ChatGPT, amazing. Okay, for 2023, amazing. Saved my behind on so many projects that I was working on, even in my actual life trials and tribulations. ChatGPT surprisingly has helped me, because for some reason, when you are trying to, like, even when you're trying to Google something, if you don't Google it the right way, it with the right sentence, with the right words, you're not going to get what you're looking for. ChatGPT has forced me to better my communication skills. That's why I love it. I love systems that are in place to where you are not alone. I'm always going to support that. Of course, I am a girly that likes an actual phone conversation, okay, versus a Facebook post, right? Versus texting. I'll always be that way. I will always prefer human interaction, right? But technology has its ups and downs. It really does. It has its gifts and its curses. And I want to make sure that I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, and I know how to use these things correctly in the way that it's intended to be used, so it can help me, not hinder me or handicap me. Okay? That's not what I'm using it for. But 2024, I definitely want to utilize more systems. I want to reach more people, right? I want to be more helpful, not only to myself, but to other people. I want to travel. I'm going to travel, or at least plan out my traveling for the next upcoming years. Like, I'm going to really, really, really remember who I am and my purpose and my goals. I need to go ahead and create my bucket list. I've been afraid because I have this fear of dying. Death has never been a comfortable topic for me to talk about. Unless I'm helping somebody else. But as far as accepting that we all have to die one day, that's always been a struggle for me. But I do want to recreate my bucket list, or should I call it my life list? Who knows? Maybe call it that. Like, That sounds more appealing, more happy, right? Versus kick the bucket list. Yes, I think I'm going to create a life list and let y'all know how that goes. But I want to meet new people. I do. I want to meet my tribe, or add people to my tribe. That's what I want to do. I want to add people to my tribe because I do understand the whole saying, like, it's lonely at the top. But I believe it's only lonely at the top if you're steady trying to fit your square into circles, okay? Find your people. Don't be afraid. Don't hold on to this notion of, oh, I gotta hold on to friends that I've had for thousands of years just because they've been there for thousands of years. You don't, okay? If you have elevated yourself and you are in a different headspace that they're not on, it's okay to get more friends. Not saying you gotta let them go, you know, but it's okay to add to the pot of like-minded people. And I'm gonna give myself permission to do that no matter what. No matter how old I get, I never want to tell myself I'm too old to make new friends. Never. Okay? Because we need each other. We thrive off of human connection and, like, that is living to me. Live with someone, live in support, and also receiving support in your life. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. Is there anything else that I want to close the season out? Let me see. Yeah, I want to be a better friend. I do. I want to be a better friend. I don't want to overpromise people things. I want to show up for people and also allow them to show up for me and tell them if I need them to show up for me. Be honest about that and then make my decisions whether I want to keep them in my life or not, or whether I'm going to accept them for who they are or not, or, you know, vice versa. If I'm going to allow them to accept me for who I am. Okay. I definitely want to do that. I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better daughter, better sister, better auntie. I want to do my best in every aspect of the word, but also I want to accept the best, that person's best. I want to be accepting of people and what they can support me in. But all in all, I think that's it. We're just excelling. We're going to excel in 24, okay? So, look out for me on some social media platform. If this is your first time listening to me, please, please go listen to the episodes before this. And if, like, you've only listened to a couple of episodes and you haven't been with me since day one, feel free to go back. I promise you, you're going to find something in there that is insightful and supportive and inspirational. You will, because that's what we do here on Live and Be Great. Okay, so I wish everybody the best. I will talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for just being here and thriving, surviving, whichever one you're doing, for choosing to fight again. All right. I will talk to you all soon. This has been a wonderful season. We are going to continue to give ourselves permission to live and be great. Season 4, we coming for you.
The Live and Be Great podcast will be airing every other Friday. If you have truly enjoyed this podcast, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving Live and Be Great a chance. Please feel free to share, like, give a review, subscribe on whichever platform that you're listening to right now, on iTunes or Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, as well as Google Play. The Live and Be Great podcast is strictly crowdfunded, so if you are interested in becoming a supporter, you can click the link in the description, or you can go to liveandbegreat.com and scroll to the bottom and donate to the Live and Be Great podcast today so I can continue to give you good and motivational content. Thank you all for listening, and don't forget to give yourself permission to live and be great.